Well, among the social activities other than school programs, the Finns were, and I think they still are, they were a lot of, these would be like the local theater groups, and put on plays, and there would be one-act plays were fairly common. We'd have them like maybe once every month or two, at least during the winter months. Then maybe once or twice a year there'd be a major production, which was a three-act play. Those would be biggies. And of course we went to all of them, and they were in Finnish language, and which I understood those years. I don't think I could understand them now completely, because I can understand words, but I would lose the context. And they were fun. Then after the plays, there would usually be, they would serve coffee and rolls, and I guess kids could have fruit juice or whatever, lemonade, I imagine, is all they had those years.
Who was in the plays? Could anybody be in there? Was there like a theater group that organized it all the time?
There seemed to be certain families that were involved quite a bit as far as being the actors, which is, I remember people like Bill Pettia, who was considered the foremost actor in the area. Whenever he was in a play, this was the big one, because he was, and he was a good actor, I'm sure. I remember that. Then at the hall, there would also always be the, what we call the juoppos, which is the drunkards. And we'd go and gaze and awe at these guys. They'd be pull these flasks out of their back pockets and drink, and then they would talk in loud voices and sing once in a while. Surprising, you would think that would be exposed to bad environment, but we never identified with these people at all. I mean, this was an entirely different world, but I can still remember the drunkards. They were always the same guys. They'd be outside, back around the corner, and having their drinks and talking in their loud, coarse voices.
And I suppose some of them were single and some were family then.
Yes, I imagine they were both. I can't really remember anybody in specific.